With all eyes on the tech sector, we take a deeper dive. This is The Markets. Hi, I'm Sam Grobart. Today, I'm joined by Peter Callahan, TMT specialist here at Global Banking and Markets. Peter, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This week, we saw some indicators that inflation is still a little stickier than people would prefer. How does that affect the almighty tech sector, or does it?
Yeah, it's a good question, Sam. The short answer is it impacts or affects parts of the tech market. And so if you looked at what happened last week, areas like small caps or non-profitable tech were a little bit more sensitive and underperformed, down 2-5% on the week. And you'll ask why. Think of it because there's a little bit more sensitivity to cost of capital, meaning they're more exposed to interest rates. And also they are longer duration assets. So when that discount rate might go up, if the market starts to think about higher for longer, you did see some underperformance in those pockets of tech.
Got it. But if you're a big tech company with just wads of cash, you're
smooth sailing.
Got it. Obviously, tech has been the driver of so much gain, Magnificent Seven, et cetera. But we are seeing some dispersion in markets this week. The equal-weighted S&P 500 set a new record after nearly 2 years. Is that saying something about the tech sector or more about the rest of the market?
Probably a little bit about both. I think tactically it may have said something about tech that had just maybe run a little bit too far, too fast to start the year, and just sort of natural reversion in the market. Maybe no surprise there. But for what's going on outside of tech, to your point, you are starting to see the market maybe embrace this view that economic growth is hanging in. The market's trying to figure out what to do with inflation at this point in time. So I do think it says a little bit more about everything else than it does tech specifically, but sure, tactical implications for the sector as well.
One of the blips we've been seeing in the tech sector are some declines among chip makers, and this is after they've been at the center of some record-breaking closes. How are you thinking about that?
The story's still a good one there, right? Semiconductors are up 15% this year, even after the pullback we've seen over the last week. But to your point, expectations have been high. The stocks have really started to work quite a bit over the last 6 months. And I think the market is starting to say, okay, for AI, that's been a really good story, but what about the rest? How's the core business? How's the non-AI stuff going? And I think some of the earnings we've seen over the last week or two highlighted maybe the market's looking for a little bit more than just AI at this point. Can you do that and deliver strength in your core business?
There's more to tech than just AI, even if AI takes up the lion's share of everyone's consciousness.
Believe it or not, it appears that's the case.
So, Peter, outside of semiconductors and AI, what else in the tech sector are investors looking at, thinking about?
You know, the last couple of weeks, there's been definitely a bigger focus on software, which has started to underperform, particularly relative to the NASDAQ and relative to semiconductors. And I think investors are trying to figure out, okay, how much of this is fundamental driven and related to earnings? How much of this is just everyone's going out and chasing semiconductors? How much of this is a function of interest rates and the market's view on the higher for longer or not? And so that's the pocket of tech that almost feels 2 or 3 years ago, it's all anybody talked about. Right now, all anyone's talking about is semiconductors. And so this is a sector that's starting to bubble back up to the forefront of investor conversations.
Last question, Peter. What are you going to be focused on next week?
Two things, really. One, Micro, which will be NVIDIA is hosting their big semiconductor conference throughout next week. And so the market will be focused on that, both for that stock, but also broadly re-AI and all the other exciting things going on. And then, of course, on the Fed. That'll be on Wednesday. And the market, we came into this year thinking 6 rate cuts. Now only 3 are priced in. And so how does Powell talk to that in light of the recent inflation prints? And what's the path forward for the rate curve?
Peter Callahan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for another episode of The Markets. Be sure to find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. To learn more, please visit us at gs.com and sign up for Briefings, our weekly newsletter on the global economy. I'm Sam Grobart. Thanks so much for listening. The opinions and views expressed in this program may not necessarily reflect the institutional views of Goldman Sachs or its affiliates. This program should not be copied, distributed, published, or reproduced in whole or in part, or disclosed by any recipient to any other person without the express written consent of Goldman Sachs. Each name of a third-party organization mentioned in this program is the property of the company to which it relates, is used here strictly for informational and identification purposes only, and is not used to imply any ownership or license rights between any such company and Goldman Sachs. The content of this program does not constitute a recommendation from any Goldman Sachs entity to the recipient and is provided for informational purposes only. Goldman Sachs is not providing any financial, economic, legal, investment, accounting, or tax advice through this program or to its recipient. Neither Goldman Sachs nor any of its affiliates makes any representation or warranty, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the statements or any information contained in this program and any liability, therefore, including in respect of direct, indirect, or consequential loss or damage, is expressly disclaimed. Our theme music was composed by Soundboard.